Chapter 25, in which Jer Jerrod hopes Darth Vader will look at some paperwork. "Lord Vader's shuttle has arrived, Commander Jer Jerrod," the petty officer announces a few moments later. Moff Jer Jerrod nods. He already knew this, of course. He's been waiting nervously all morning. Jer Jerrod isn't much of a soldier. He's an architect, a builder, a creator, not a destroyer. His high grades at the Engineering Academy got him a job drafting plans for warehouses. His plans for a freight depot on Ord Mantell got him a job designing ships for Corellian Engineering Corporation. His designs for an interstellar trash hauler got him a job with the Empire. His job is to manage the construction of this space station. Jer Jerrod prefers to think of it as a space station, not a Death Star. He has told himself many times that it won't really need to be used. Once built, it will provide a defense for the Empire simply by existing. It will symbolize the Empire's power and deter attacks without ever firing a shot. Of course, he told himself the same thing when he helped build the first Death Star, which the Empire used to destroy an entire world of innocent people. But he tells himself, this time there won't be any need to demonstrate the planet-killing capabilities of this new Death Star. So day after day, he has slaved over plans, sweated over details, exhausted himself with the work of the biggest job in the galaxy. And it hasn't been easy. Budget cuts, supply chain breakdowns, and always too many stormtroopers underfoot, yet never enough construction workers to get things done. He's been asking himself if he will dare to mention all this to Darth Vader. He'd really love to give the Emperor's messenger a long list of complaints and demands. If only he could get Vader to review the daily reports, to look at the numbers. Perhaps Vader might even take his side. Yes, he must show those reports to Vader. Well, probably. I mean, you know what Vader is like. The helmet and the breathing and the soulless black mask. It's all just a little bit intimidating for an architect turned commander whose only strength is the ability to read those endless reports.